I'm Kurt Hosworth with Public Radio 90, WNMU, and we're talking Northern Arts and Culture, and specifically the Zero Degrees Art Gallery on 3rd Street in Marquette. It's a cooperative of over 40 established and emerging local artists who exhibit and sell their work through the gallery in downtown Marquette. And the gallery features a guest artist each month, and for the month of March 2021, we have Tim Trombley on the line. So, Tim, good of you. It's good to have you on the line today.
Glad to be here.
So, tell us a little bit about your process and about your art style. I understand you do photography of local landscape.
I've been involved with. I've been attracted to the landscape for decades. I mean, I started in photography over 40 years ago, and it really is the reason it's the one thing that brought me to the UP. My wife and I moved up here in the 90s and made this our home. And my approach to the landscape is for the most part, it's the grand scheme. It's the big picture. I love panoramic landscapes. Any scenic that speaks to me, you know, that's really nice to look at. And this particular exhibit that's going on at Zero Degrees right now is a little out of my wheelhouse in that I decided I wanted to show a little more intimate landscape, not the big picture, but more of a close-up look. And this is nothing new. I mean, you know, it's not macro photography, but it is more of an abstract look at more details in nature. And I thought, you know, I've got enough of these over the years. I'm always trying something different when I'm out shooting, although not very often. And if I see something interesting, you know, a detail or a color contrast that attracts me, I will photograph that. But quite often they just get shoved in the back burner and not looked at again for months, maybe years, until I, you know, like a long winter and start going through files and get bored with what you have and start looking at things more critically and more closely and say, wow, that's kind of interesting. And so I've included a few of those in this exhibit at Zero Degrees.
Now, when you mentioned looking back at some pictures that you've taken in the past, is this kind of a, do you think of this as a seasonal activity? Is there a certain season or time of year that you feel more active in, or is this kind of a lifelong, you know, anytime the mood strikes, I need to go capture some wider pictures?
Well, I certainly do get restless, you know, and in the winter months when we're dealing primarily with a monochromatic landscape, it's difficult finding those things that are appealing to my eye to want to capture with a camera are a bit more limited. So then I kind of go back to my files, but I really enjoy, you know, summer is just so much more appealing, as well as spring and fall. Although I get out year round, it's just something I have to do. I feel the urge that I have to get out and make pictures, be creative, and it doesn't matter what time of the year it is. It's just a little more complicated, a little more difficult because of the lack of color in the wintertime. But there's still no lack of interesting subject matter out there. It's just a little harder to get to.
Sure. And that was part of my next question, too. Let's say you're out taking pictures in the winter. I'm sure weather can be a factor, along with, let's say, if you need to trudge through, you know, feet of snow, do you kind of get out there and kind of wade deep in the snow to capture the perfect photograph?
I take the snowshoes all the time. You know, it's the only way to get out there. I tend to favor the quiet sports. I don't have a machine that's going to get me someplace remote. And sometimes I find that a disadvantage, but then it's just not my thing. So get out on the snowshoes. I even have snowshoes for the tripod, so it helps immensely to get out there when the snow is deep.
And that's a youper, always being prepared, especially in the wintertime. Now, you mentioned that you came up to the UP from a different place. Where did you originate, and did your photography also originate before you moved to the UP?
Yes, I grew up in Warren, you know, southeast Michigan, and a suburban Detroit area. And when I was in high school, I like to travel. Although I didn't have the means to do that very, very well, so I spent a lot of time hitchhiking. And of course, I had a cheap camera at the time, but I was able to capture some of the scenes from my travels, and that really intrigued me. So when I eventually went off to college, even though I wasn't seeking a photographic education, I couldn't help but seek that out in whatever way I could. And it was a little difficult. So a lot of my initial photographic learning was self-taught. But then I did finally get into some coursework, and it just blossomed from there. I just always wanted to capture that ultimate scene, that scene that grabs your attention. And to this day, I'm still, that's my quest. And so anyway, grew up in Lower Michigan, moved to the UP in the 90s, and there, you know, we have an abundance of beautiful scenery here, as you well know. And it's leaking out too. A lot of people are learning that as well.
And just a reminder, we're speaking with Tim Trombley. He's a local landscape photographer who is the artist of the month at the 0 Degrees Gallery here in Marquette. And speaking of your exhibits, now you'd mentioned before that a lot of your photography is inspired by like a wide landscape. And now what you're doing at the gallery now is a little bit different from what you've done before. It's not macro photography, but can you give us maybe an example of a piece that you've got on display at the gallery right now that's got that kind of middle ground between the wide and super close?
Sure. Well, one piece that really kind of came as a surprise to me, and the reason I captured it was entirely different from what I was intending, and that is it's a close-up shot of paper birch bark, white birch. And I was photographing this because my wife is into making note cards, and she needed a background that depicted the texture of a white birch background. And we were out hiking, and there was this magnificent specimen of white birch that had this flawless bark on it. I mean, it was just this white, pure white birch bowl, tree bowl, that I thought, well, this is gorgeous. And of course, I focused on there was a little flake peeling off of it, but for the most part, this was just a flawless birch tree trunk. And took the picture, printed it for her idea, and the more I looked at it, the more I was intrigued by it. And I think it's probably the one shot that triggered this whole idea for the 0 Degrees display, in that I would concentrate more on these close-up images of nature. And I certainly have plenty of them, certainly not as many as, you know, my bigger landscapes, but that's kind of where that's what triggered the idea.
And with that, do you typically find inspiration from other projects that way? Does your wife call upon you to, you know, snap photos for different things, or do you have other people that say, hey, Tim, I've got this idea. Can you, you know, lend me your expertise in photography for, you know, a different medium or a different project?
Sometimes that occurs. I mean, I will work off of what, you know, a suggestion or a need for someone else. But for the most part, I like to explore and find those things that appeal to me. I don't always go out with an idea in mind. Sometimes, but not, I'd say most of the time I don't. And I'm primarily just enjoying myself in the outdoors. And when the lighting is right, when the subject matter is there, I can't help myself.
It's that constant hunger for the next great photo, it sounds. Again, this is Tim Trombley we're speaking with. He's the guest artist for the month of March at 0 Degrees Gallery here in Marquette. Where could people find your photography otherwise?
Well, in Marquette, I also have a display at the Art of Framing downtown on Washington Street. And in Munising, at least during the summer season when things are open, I have my work displayed there at four different places. One would be Explore Munising, and another is the Pictured Rocks Cruises, their gift shop, when they're open, and the Interpretive Center as well, and Upscale Gallery on Superior Street in Munising.
So lots of locations to take in the photography of Tim Trombley, as well as over at the 0 Degrees Gallery. Tim, is there anything that you'd like to leave our listeners with today?
Boy, that's a good question. You know, we all know why we live in the UP. The scenery is spectacular. We enjoy it, and many others are learning to enjoy it as well. I think I like to share that beautiful scenery with the rest of the world, certainly the rest of Michigan. Hopefully they come to enjoy it like we all do.
And through the eyes of Tim Trombley with local landscape photography, and again, you can take that in at the 0 Degrees Gallery in downtown Marquette. He is the guest artist of the month for this month of March 2021. Tim, thanks for telling us about your process and a little bit more about your photography.
Thank you.